MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 28, 2025. A triple-decker fire in Beverly has displaced more than two dozen residents. The Gloucester Human Rights Commission is reviewing an anti-Semitism resolution. Mix of clouds and sun, mid-30s today, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 10.04 a.m. and 10.44 p.m. Salem News is reporting that Beverly firefighters, along with those from several nearby communities, answered calls for a three-alarm fire at a large Bennett Street apartment building at about 3.30 p.m. Monday. What they found was a burning Mercedes SUV parked at the head of a narrow driveway between two flaming three-decker buildings. The fire appeared to have started in the engine compartment of the Mercedes, then ignited the vinyl siding on the sides of the three-deckers on each side of the driveway, melting and charring them halfway to the rear and from foundation to roofline of each. Fire officials were unable to say whether anyone had accidentally started the blaze while working under the hood of a vehicle. Beverly Police Officer Mike Broderick, who was controlling the scene, said all 27 residents of the two apartment buildings had escaped without injury. Ethan Foreman is writing in the Gloucester Times on the evening of the International Holocaust Remembrance Day on Monday night. Gloucester's Human Rights Commission planned to meet in City Council Committee Room in City Hall and on Zoom to update its work on proclamations regarding anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, according to the agenda. The meeting was to provide an update on the work and next steps, according to the mayor's office. The meeting would include an update on the status of City Council, on a possible vote to rescind a proclamation endorsing the working definition of anti-Semitism established by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, and a potential vote to approve a resolution on combating anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and anti-Arab and anti-Palestinian sentiments in the city, and promoting a peaceful and welcoming community for all, according to the agenda. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Caroline Enos is reporting in the Salem News. A Beverly man has pleaded guilty to defrauding the company that operates the MBTA commuter rail and also defrauding the IRS of more than $8 million. 59-year-old John P. Pigsley, also known as Big John, pleaded guilty to 17 counts of wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, tax evasion, filing a false tax return, and structuring financial transactions to evade reporting requirements, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in a statement. In the Newburyport Daily News, Matt Petrie writes that Pentucket Regional Middle High School is on track to reopen tomorrow after a small fire on Saturday forced its closure for 2 days, according to Assistant Superintendent Brent Conway. At approximately 2:57 p.m. Saturday, the West Newbury Fire Department received an alarm activation indicating a fire in the building. Crews discovered a small fire had been doused in the auditorium thanks in part to the high school robotics team. Engineering robotics teacher and robotics team head coach Mo Elhu said they noticed the fire during a typical Saturday meeting with 12 students and 6 adults present. And as most North Shore residents probably know by now, a 3.8 magnitude earthquake based in York, Maine, shook much of the area at 10:22 a.m. yesterday. There were no reports of any injuries or any damage. In North Shore sports, the Masconomet boys hockey team beat North Andover 5-4 last night. Chieftains picked up 3 power play goals in just their second win of the season. In boys basketball, Bishop Fenwick edged Kipp Academy 53-50. Nate Adler led the Crusaders with 17 points. Saugus pulled off a 56-54 win over Winthrop, Ryan Dupuy of Saugus scored 18 points and grabbed 15 rebounds, and Masco beat Marblehead 64-43. In girls basketball, St. Mary's rolled past Wakefield 50-25. St. Mary's winter sports teams are having another great season across the board, according to Director of Athletics Jeff Newhall.
Yeah, so we just had last week our boys' hockey team beat Arlington Catholic, so they clinched the Catholic Central League, for the first time in, I want to say, 4 or 5 years. They're currently ranked in the top 10 in Division One. Similar on the power rankings, you know, they're right there in the mix, and they got a really strong schedule coming up. They got Pope Francis, BC High, and the Prep, I think, in the next 10 days, so that'll be great. Our girls' hockey team, which won the state championship a year ago, is struggling a little bit. They've been playing a lot better recently. I want to say they're like 4-7-3. They've lost 5 games by a goal.
Mm.
So they're right there, and their power ranking's pretty good because they play an excellent schedule. Our boys' basketball team is unbeaten. They're 14-0, so they're in first place in their league. We're unbeaten in the league as well, so we're currently in first place on the girls' basketball side as well. Our boys' indoor track team won the league at Reggie Lewis last Tuesday, and then we have a number of kids on the girls' and boys' side that finished in the top 3 for our division at the MSTCA event this past Saturday. And then our swim team is competing in the Catholic Central League Championships this Saturday. So we've had a great winter. We got a couple more weeks to go here, but we've already got a couple of league championships, and we got 3 teams that are currently sitting in first place with some big games on the horizon.
That's St. Mary's Director of Athletics Jeff Newhall. And another girls' basketball action, Saugus knocked off rival Winthrop 71-50. Celtics blew a fourth-quarter lead last night and lost to the Rockets 114-112. Bruins were off, and they'll be playing in Buffalo tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.